So welcome everyone to Lydia's Ladies Podcast. Now, this podcast is for women who want to walk closely with God, strengthen their relationship, or just start summing up with God that they've never had before. Now, you're going to hear from me and a few special guest speakers that I've invited from a couple of times that you're going to hear on this show. And they share tips, and I do too, on what gives a real sense of strength and closeness and a real deep walk from the heart with God, you know? So I really hope you enjoy this podcast, and I'd love to hear your thoughts at the end. Enjoy the podcast. All right, my love, I hope you're sitting comfortably. Today I wanted to talk about who are we? And to know who you are by giving you 8 ways to know your Bible. Because if you know God more through his word, it'll help you to know and understand yourself more and the world and why all type of confusion happens, okay? You know, when you've looked at the Bible, yeah, have you ever felt intimidated by those 66 books? I've been there. I'm like, I don't know where to start sometimes. How do you read this book? Like, what is Leviticus talking about? Revelations is too woo-woo sometimes. Psalms is mad long. You know, you can kind of think like, where do I start? How do I break it down? I'm glad you asked, my dear. Let me go through 8 tips, okay? Now, tip number 1. Read it as a two-way conversation. So imagine like having daily talks with God, which you should be if you're praying. And just like I would say, like if you're going through an issue, maybe for example you're going through lack of trust, you don't know if God's gonna help you get that job, help you sort your finances, help you overcome, you know, it could be depression, anxiety, fear, you know, relying on your emotions. Talk to God, write out the questions like, you know, Lord, how can I feel less anxious at work? How can I be more loving in my marriage? How can I be more hopeful for the future? You know, whatever the questions are, okay? So imagine you're having a talk. Because in a relationship, you talk to your husband or your boyfriend or your family, your children, stuff. You talk, okay? It's not a one-way or dictatorship monotone. You have conversations, isn't it? And God wants to have conversations with you. But the way you get answered is through the word of God. So you talk to God, he has something to talk and say back to you through his word. And it's, and that's the way you can look at the Bible, is it's like responses to all of your questions. And you can begin your reading time with like prayer and asking God for obviously understanding and guidance. And then be prepared to listen when he speaks to you through his word. So write your questions or different headings and themes of like, you know, it could be something like, when will I feel less anxious? Then you can go through scriptures looking at anxiety, worry, focus on God, trust in God, and people who prayed their way through anxiety and stuff. So you can, that could be a way you can look at reading the Bible. Studying the Bible is a two-way conversation, and that will help you know yourself more, because you'll know these are the things that you struggle with daily, and this is how God wants to answer you with his truth. Okay, so that's number 1, read it as a two-way conversation. And as well, a second tip I want to give is read the Bible in different versions. And I know it depends on where you are. Some people love a King James version, you know. So some people love reading King James. I read a New International Version. I've got, you know, the Bible app. I'll read it in, I love these ones called Easy Version, Easy Reader Version, the Message Version, Amplified, Good News Bible, mine's of my Sunday school days. A lot of sisters quite like the Passion Translation. There are so many different versions in the app. So I'm just saying, sometimes if you always read the Bible in NIV version or New King James, try reading it in a different version. Go on the app or go on a website and just try and read in a different version. Everyone's got their favorite, which speaks to their heart, and nothing's wrong with that. But sometimes we get so familiar with certain words or phrases that they don't touch your heart anymore. See, that's when I'm trying to tell you, like, grab a different version, put a little fresh twist on your favorite verse, whether it's, you know, Isaiah 43:18, and it might say, forget the former things and do not dwell on the past. See that I'm doing a new thing here. And I just did that one off of my head. But imagine if I go into Isaiah 43:18 on the app on my phone, and I read it in the Easy Version, it says this, everybody ready? It says this: the Lord did all that for you, but now he says, forget those things that happened a long time ago. Do not think about past events. Look, I'll do something that is new. It's already beginning to happen. Surely you can recognize it. And it goes on to say, yes, I'll make a road through the desert. I'll make streams in the wilderness. So you see that same thing that I just said in Isaiah 43, 18 NIV. Imagine I've memorized that now. But like for God to still keep speaking to me and keep himself fresh in my heart, that's why I've got all these new versions. So really utilize the Bible app and use a different version to make it spicy, you know. So please help yourself, grab a different version. There's so many you can go for. Do that. So read the Bible in different versions, okay? That'll help you to know who you are and know God in a deeper way. Point number three. Now, these are not a be-all and end-all limited list. There's so many ways you can look at the Bible, learn more about yourself and God, okay? Point number three, read it to learn about a specific topic. So you can look up a whole load of verses on like pick a topic like prayer, love, hope, friendship, being a wife, being a friend, being business savvy, being hopeful, being wise. There's so many topics, whatever interests you or whatever you're struggling with or whatever you need to grow in or teach the women that you're trying to train in, Lord. Like many Bibles have indexes or concordances in the front or the back, which gives you topics and stuff. Or you can Google topics on the website if you don't have a Bible that's like that. If you go to BibleGateway.com, they've got a button called Topical Index. You can even go in there and search out some areas you can think of that will help you grow to be a better woman, friend, wife, sister, mother, whatever of God, you know, that's what I'm saying. So you can study out the Bible in topics, okay, ones that are going to really help you right now. Point number four, read it for the big story, you know. You know, like when you read the Bible, remember there's a consistent theme all the way through. You know, after like you've got, you know, Adam and Eve, after the world goes bad, God sends a death-defying superhero, Jesus, to deliver all of us humanity from destruction and darkness. And that's why when you see the whole story from Genesis to Revelations, look for glimpses of like the big story each time you read, yeah? So that's another way you can read it. Read it through front to back. Using different versions and looking for the big story, okay? Now, point number five. Read the Bible to learn about Jesus. Now, after Jesus' resurrection, he led his disciples in a Bible study about himself. And he started with the writings of like Moses and went on all the way through the teachings of the Old Testament. And the point is, Jesus is all over the Bible, even in the Old Testament. Yes, he appears in real life in the New Testament, but even in the Old Testament, you'll see Jesus there. And when you read the Old Testament, look for glimpses of Jesus. Like, if you've listened to one of the other podcasts, when I give the comparison about Joseph and Judah, Joseph is actually a real-time version or a symbol of Jesus. Yeah, there's a couple of different ones as well, and you see like, you know, Isaac is well going to be sacrificed. There's quite a few different indicators of Jesus as well. So, for instance, every time you read about sacrifice in Leviticus, realize that each sacrifice points to who? Points to Jesus. And he's the ultimate and lasting sacrifice for our sins, as it says in Hebrews 9, 11 through to 15, okay? So read it to just learn who is Jesus. That's what I'd say. That's a good theme. Number six, read it as a record of messy history. So it's written by around sort of 40 people from different cultures, three different continents, over a 1,500 year period, three different languages, Greek, Aramaic and Hebrew. In the midst of all that history, you'll run across strange ancient rituals and practices. You'll find passages where God's people are kept as slaves and some people have a dozen bunch of wives. They commit adultery, they lie, they cheat. And the Bible really isn't the clean and neat book people often expect it to be. Or say it is, but it's honest and it's real. And it also shows God's movement and imperfect and sometimes messed up people who still try and pick up and say, you know, Jesus is Lord, God is Lord, and I want to do what's right by him. And this means God can be trusted to stick with us no matter what. Because you see throughout all of the Bible, who's there? God. Anytime things are good, God's there. Anytime things are bad, God's there. So that's the consistent thing that I want to say to you. Read it as a record of a messy kind of family kind of tree and stuff like that, but see that God is all the way through it, okay? And God always had a plan to save his people, and you're part of the plan, you know. Jeremiah 29:11 says that. Let me hit this last point, okay? Number seven, read it with intention and a purpose, right? So as I said, there's so many ways. These are just seven ones that I've just picked up. I could go on and on and on. There's so many ways you can study the Bible. And there's a method that works for some people and some that doesn't. Some don't work for some people. So pick one book from the Bible and plan to read it from beginning to end, you know, over a week or a month, etc. If you haven't read the Bible for very long, pick one of the shorter New Testament things like Galatians, Ephesians, Philippians or Colossians, and begin by reading a little bit about the book so you can understand what was written. So when I read the Bible, I have a commentary with me so I can kind of understand like who wrote it, why did they write it, what was the situation, what was the struggle, what was the political situation, all of this stuff. So begin reading a little bit about the book so you can understand why it was written and the goal of it. You know, so have a version that helps you with a short introduction, commentary, and always take notes, okay? A really good Bible that helps is the Life Application Bible and the Student Bible. It's quite a big red one. Enduring Word website, Blue Letter Bible, Bible Gateway, Easy Reference Bible. Is it called Easy English Bible? There are so many commentaries. Even with commentaries, pick one that's easy for you to understand as well. So it's more like a personal subjective choice what version you read, what commentary you pick. So you kind of got to go through them a bit. And sometimes you might get Enduring Word says a banging word about Romans, but then you've got Easy English Bible Reader that's got a really great one on Nehemiah. So just pick. So you've got so much resources. Just go in there. God is still there, okay? So choose which one that helps your heart to draw close to God at that moment. Because sometimes you can be reading the NIV on the same topic 1 year ago, not doing nothing. Read it again and it's changing. So sometimes things are situational, emotional, mental, everything. Everything kind of all works in one. So let me run through these again. These are just seven ways that you can study the Bible, to know the Bible so you can know who you are, who God is, right? So let me run through them. Number one, read it as a two-way conversation. Number two, read it in different versions. Number three, read it to learn about a specific topic. Number four, read it for the big story. Number five, read it to learn about Jesus. Number six, read it as a record of messy history. And number seven, read it intentionally with a purpose. So I hope these tips have helped you. If you are someone who wants to dig a bit deeper in your Bible, you want to know more about God, have a true relationship with God, you know you can always DM me on whatever platform you're listening or watching, you've seen the snippet on, I don't know. DM me or email me on lydiasladies@yahoo.com to set up a Bible study this week so I can help you through the scriptures have a true relationship with God. Thank you so much for listening. So what did you think of the podcast? Did you enjoy it? What did you think? What touched you? And please feel free to let me know. And of course, I'd really love to hear more from you. And please like, comment and subscribe after this podcast. It really helps me to know what to prepare in the upcoming podcast so I can have things that really help your heart and mind get closer to God. And I wanted to ask, like, if you want to pray or study the Bible, please email me at lydiasladies@yahoo.com. And have a great and amazing day.